X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here, X's and Bros. Good morning to my father, who's up and at him, texting me this morning. Just notified me of a sports memory that took place in 2001. Said, I can't believe this has been 20 years ago already. You know what it was?
20 years ago today? Or
yeah, 20 years ago today. My sister won the Monroe County Golf Tournament, the inaugural one. You want to know what the winning score was?
Good job. You said it. Mad props. You said inaugural.
Well, it's not the first annual, because if it's the first, it can't be an annual.
Anthony, you would think people would know that by now, but they don't.
Yeah, no, the inaugural Monroe County Tournament. Do you want to know what she shot to win that?
I will guess
84.
How old was your sister at the time?
01 would have been that would have been her senior season, because she graduated in 02. No, they played in the spring. They played in the spring, so she would have been a junior.
I will say 93.
You guys are pretty good at this. 87 was the
winning
score.
Wow, that's a good score.
To win it?
For a 16-year-old girl? That's pretty good.
For high school?
17-year-old high school? Like 87? You wouldn't have gotten a goodie bag on our team shooting an 87. They would have just been like, yeah, no, we're out. 44-43?
I might be able to compete on the front nine with her. Back nine, I'm notoriously awful after a couple beers kick in and fatigue sets in.
Fatigue, that's what got my dad when we went and played recently. He was having a great five-hole stretch. He was one over through five holes, and I was like, man, you're really playing well. I mean, he was just hitting fairway, hitting a green two-putt, and just kind of, you know, giggling to himself, and I'm like, you're playing really well. Fatigue set in, and then poof, you know, that's what happens. You got to stay mentally locked in for however long you're playing. Welcome back here to the program. Danica Halen, I'm Anthony Bellino, Ryan Elke, all joining you here this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. Got to ask you this question. Did you see what took place yesterday on the internet? Showtime Boxing. Floyd Mayweather's taking on Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
One of the Logan.
He's facing Logan Paul. Jake
but now
Paul
Jake
was...
wants to fight him too in the same night, which would be pretty incredible.
Well, yeah, because Jake Paul doesn't want to fight real boxers or have a real fight. So, yeah, he'd like to piggyback off of fighting Floyd after a match.
Okay, but, well, if we're going to talk about not wanting to have a real match, we should be talking about Floyd.
So Floyd's a Michigan guy, so I've always kind of deferred and defended him because he's from the Great Lakes State. It also has bothered me that he didn't take a lot of the fights that he should have when they were popular. Like, he should have fought Manny Pacquiao in 08, in 06, 07. Like, that should have happened. Diego Corrales, back in the early 2000s, before Diego passed away on a motorcycle, he was a very promising up-and-coming fighter that just, I mean, died in a motorcycle accident. You hate to see it. And it's a, you know, that was probably one of the last really good ones that he had where he fought somebody in their prime, and it was a wire-to-wire fight. Now, Floyd's not a knockout kind of guy. And Logan Paul, or Jake Paul, Jake is much bigger in size. And what happened yesterday is they were doing their, you know, their little pre-fight hype machine thing, and Floyd says that he'll fight both the Paul brothers. And Logan Paul says, you know, call Al Haymon, and he's like, I don't need Al. He's like, call Al. And then Logan Paul reaches over, grabs Floyd
Mayweather's
head.
This is Jake Paul that does all of this.
This is Jake? All right, Jake Paul reaches over, grabs his hat, and says, I got your hat, and tries to run away. He is immediately grabbed by the goon squad of Floyd Mayweather, and then just a scuffle breaks out. And they end up, you know, going all over the place, and somehow, some way, at the end of this thing, Jake Paul is seen, like, holding his eye, trying to get shuffled into this dressing room, and he's like, I got your hat. And I don't know what happened because there's not a good enough video. And I put this out there and everybody keeps sending me the same videos. Like, folks, I need the one that shows what happens to him in the scrum. I don't need the one where the guy's got the cell phone and he's like 15 people back. I need something that's like in there that showed did Floyd actually hit him? Did that happen? Did one of the goon squad, did they hit him? Like, what happened there? I need the video that shows that. Stop sending me the video that everybody else can see of just like just a mass of people moving around like a herd of cattle. Anyways, did we learn anything from Mayweather and McGregor? Are you going to buy this fight? Like, that was just good enough to get me interested in this thing. And I'm not for certain if I should do this or not. But I kind of want to now.
Did you see Conor McGregor's statement regarding the fight? He basically said, like, I was the lowest point you should have gone, Floyd. Like, what are you doing fighting these idiots?
Floyd's looking for a paycheck. You know,
well, yeah, that's what he said. He's like, you want $10 million? Like, go fight somebody for real.
Yeah, but he's retired in these exhibitions, so I don't even know if they'll count against his.
No, they do not. It does not count.
So it's like, what are we doing here? Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Are you going to get in on this circus clown show sideshow Bob action here between Floyd and the Paul brothers? Well, I don't even know what they're famous for. But all of a sudden,
YouTube.
They want to box. Let them box, man. They want to fight. Let them fight. They come in with a little bit of notoriety. It's good for promoters. It's good for television. They get an audience. They already have a following. Like, that's great. Good for them.
Yeah, they're not joining a league. They're pick and choosing their fights. They're going on.
Yeah, it's.
I can't remember what's the
stuff.
I don't know which pay per view, like where it's at exactly is. Like, what you can watch it on. But the product, like, of the last Jake Paul fight was just awful. It's like 3 hours of concerts that were pretty bad. And then, like, 5 amateur fights that were bad as well.
But like, as long as people click the button. So, for me, that's going to get a ton of headlines. And it's on the same week as Canelo and Billy Joe Saunders. So, Canelo Alvarez, Cinnamon, Saul. He's fighting this guy out of the UK, Billy Joe Saunders, Saunders is undefeated right now. Nobody even knows who he is. They're going to find out, though, because Canelo probably going to wash him. Let's get to Steve, who's on the Meyer Supercenter guest line real quick. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good. How are you guys doing, Anthony?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. So do you have a couple minutes for me, or can you put me on hold or something?
Yeah, we can put you on hold and come back.
Yeah, I don't have really anything long. It'll be kind of quick, but I just, if you can, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. All right. Or you know what, call us back at 717. That way you don't have to sit on hold the whole time if you don't want to. That's probably a better bet. I wouldn't want to sit on hold the whole time. I sat on hold one time.
I think we've all sat on hold.
It's only you like those are the worst. You absolutely need something. You know, when you need, and then you want to, like, they give you an operator. Like, I need to talk to a human. I need a human being to hear my case and solve this problem for me. Usually it has to deal with like cable companies or stuff like that. That's usually what it comes down to. We'll get into what happened with the Tigers. They lost, by the way, in case you missed it. They lost again. It was to the Boston Red Sox. Another error late in the game. Soto and Candelario, little miscommunication there. Boston wins 12-9 in that contest. How about the Detroit Pistons? We'll talk about that when we come back. 111-97 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Don't worry. You don't hold your breath. It's not going to kill them. It doesn't change much from the percentages and the lottery ping pong balls. We're going to win the lottery anyways. And the Detroit Red Wings will start up their first of two in a back-to-back against the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at 7 o'clock. These are the final two games of the 2021 regular season in the shortened NHL campaign this year. Tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock against Columbus in Columbus. They're getting ready to fire the cannons. We'll see what the Wings can do. The Wings definitely, you know, a couple losses here wouldn't kill them. That much is for certain. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders. Daily promotions,
boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime? Or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
The Meyer Guest Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meyer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back here. Hour number two, X's and Bros, Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. I'm hitting that point right now where I'm like wide awake. Usually happens an hour or two where it clicks and I'm like, I'm firing as if it's like 5:30 in the afternoon. My eyes are getting all wide. Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. Did Steve call back over there, Dan?
Yes, he's on hold.
Let's get to Steve. He waited patiently throughout the commercial break. Steve, good morning to you. Again, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. I appreciate you letting me hold.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Big Dan and Ryan. I want to piggyback on something Freddie said yesterday about the 24/7 media. Mm-hmm. And it really is the truth. Yesterday, I heard the Colin Cowherd show. Excuse me. And he had a guest on, and the topic was Aaron Rodgers' landing spot. And Cowherd said something to the fact that he's speaking for Rodgers. He said that he would never even consider Detroit. So then, it's funny, I was listening to a couple days ago, WFAN New York, and they had a conversation of players going to cities, and one of the co-hosts said that for no amount of money he would play in Detroit. So then, yesterday, I was listening to 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, and one of their hosts, Scott Zolak, the host on the show, said that he wants to watch the Lions this year. He thinks it'll be entertaining, and he also said that he'd like to see him on Hard Knocks. So you see what I'm saying? You get two opinions there, and you can make the break some guy's career or anything you want, you know, just wording something. So you guys have a great day, and be safe.
Thank you, Steve. Might it have been Eric Mangini yesterday who appeared on The Herd talking about the Aaron Rodgers dilemma? Look, I think that Detroit gets a bad rap, and the franchise hasn't been overly successful, so that's part of it too. You know, that the national media and those outside of the city don't know much about the state of Michigan. They don't really care about the state of Michigan, and so therefore, teams like the Pistons, teams like the Tigers, the Lions, the Red Wings aren't talked about much because hockey isn't talked about much. Hockey's such a niche sport that if you are not already a hockey fan, odds are you're probably not going to tune into a game and you have no idea what the hell's happening anyways. So when you compare and contrast all of that, I think that what happened, they're not eligible for Hard Knocks because they have a new head coach. So they won't put you on Hard Knocks if you have a new head coach. So you don't have to worry about that.
I think you... like, oh, you could probably tell them if you wanted to be on. Like, hey.
You could probably request, and I'm sure that the, because the NFL, it's not exactly the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, every year they're like trying, they're praying that one team accepts, basically.
But I think that what the Lions have done now, they offered the 4-year extension to Frank Ragnow, making him the highest paid center in the league. They went and drafted Penei Sewell, and they have Taylor Decker already locked up as well. And I think that what they're trying to build, and especially with the defensive lineman that they drafted as well, whether it's Aleem or it's Onwuzurike, like they're looking for a specific kind of guy. A specific kind of guy that loves football. And I think that that's very important. I think that it's going to take someone special to believe that things can be accomplished in Detroit. I think that that's really, when it boils down to it, you have to have somebody who believes that this is possible here. And I can give you a clear-cut example just across Lake Erie. And that would be Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns drafted a quarterback in Baker Mayfield that, whether he believed it or not, whether he was in the parking lot of the Cheesecake Factory behind a dumpster or not, this guy believed that he could be the thing, like the one person that turns things around for the Browns. And that's very, very important. Like, belief is a very powerful tool. For those that don't have belief in themselves, belief in their own abilities, or believe in what their process is, they're going to struggle and they're going to fail. And I think that a lot of times Detroit is so very much misunderstood from a national perspective that when you have a guy like, you know, Dan Campbell who's coming in, who played here and understands, you know, kind of the culture in what we are looking for. At the end of the day, we want a winner just as much as anybody else. You know, Green Bay is very much like, I mean, it's the smallest market in all of the NFL. Like, it's not even a real big city. It's just a football stadium in the middle of a neighborhood.
It's literally basically like if the Lions played, they were the Dearborn Lions.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good comparison there.
Traverse City Lions.
Yeah.
The Grayling Lions.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like you don't know about it unless you live in the state. We wouldn't know what Green Bay, Wisconsin is without the Packers. Think about all the cities in Wisconsin we have no idea about. And I'm sure they're just pumping out offensive linemen that are going to join the Badgers at some point. But you get my point here. You understand what I'm saying. I think that there is a specific sort of person that has to come in with a belief that they can be the one to turn it around. Now, the Browns front office has made some very good moves, some very savvy moves. They loaded up on picks. They've loaded up on talent. And they have put together a roster of a lot of guys that believe that this can happen. But it's all anchored to Baker Mayfield, right? And Baker takes a lot of flack in that city when he doesn't play well. But when he does play well, like, he's pretty entertaining, right? And so I think that when it comes to Detroit, you know, Eric Mangini or whomever else can come on and say, this isn't a good free agent destination, or I wouldn't send Aaron Rodgers to the Lions. Why would you send Aaron? Like, how did the Lions even get brought up in that conversation? That's what I want to know. I truly, like, I was told last week, in person, face-to-face with somebody who plays for the Green Bay Packers. Like, he's going to camp. And he was like, yeah, we're one of the few teams that actually have to report. And the question was, from inside the barbershop, where is he going? And his answer was, he wants to go to Vegas. The Las Vegas Raiders. Like, that's where he wants to go. This isn't, like, this is coming from somebody who's in the, actually, like, plays, has a jersey, gets paid by the team. That's where he's looking to go, Las Vegas. This isn't something I made up, pulled out of thin air. Like, I just happened to go to a place to get my hair cut that is the same place as somebody else, and that was the topic of conversation. That was the discussion. Because he walked in, and everyone's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's celebrity time. So when you think about, like, why would Aaron Rodgers come to Detroit? Detroit shouldn't even be on the list. It doesn't make any sense for him. This is not a team that's ready to win right now. And you might, you know, respond right back to me. When have they ever been ready to win?
Okay, I mean,
they're working on it.
Yeah, but the teams he's going to get potentially get traded to Are they ready? Is Oakland ready to be a winner? Is Denver ready to be a winner?
Oakland
especially
doesn't
in that
even
division?
Have a football team anymore. They know they're not.
Sorry, Las Vegas.
I know, I'm just teasing you. Are they ready? No, but does the quality of life in Las Vegas, is that more of a draw for him and his fiance? Probably. I mean, I would imagine so. You know, could the Miami Dolphins package something? I mean, they got a young quarterback that's ready to roll.
Well, and Green Bay has a young quarterback that they believe is ready to roll.
And there you go. If Jordan Love is good, then all your problems are solved. And by good, I mean like MVP caliber, like this guy's the real deal.
And the funny thing, too, about all of this that hasn't really been brought up too much is that the fact that it's the Green Bay Packers, there is no owner to step in and kibosh all this. Like, there is no one principal owner of the Green Bay Packers. It's a publicly owned team. So there's no one to come in and dispute the GM and Aaron Rodgers' beef to say, hey, all of you shut up. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, this is why you know, you can complain about ownership all you want, but at the end of the day, like, the way that the Packers are run is just so drastically different than everybody else in the league. Like, they have to go to a board.
Right. I think that's why this situation has kind of escalated to what it is. Because there's
a lot of control.
There's no one person to come in and just end all discussions.
And as Green Bay has continued to look for quarterbacks of the future, yeah, they've been successful. How does this happen at the end of every quarterback's career right now? Is Jordan Love, are we going to look back in 15 years and go, wow, they did it again with Jordan Love? Like, we'll have to wait and see. We'll step aside when we return. A change in college sports. The state of Georgia is doing what? NIL. The bill is passed, but there's a catch. We'll get to that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
We have batteries.
Five-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil are now just $31.99 after rebate. Easy Chill air conditioning recharging kits are just $29.99, and Wizard's Mist and Shine is just $10.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code FAST15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here. Hour number two on a feel-good Friday here of X's and Bros. 7th day of May, 2021. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, any of the interviews at SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Plus, listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. You can find Ryan Elke at RyanL_Key, Danny K. Adelin's at Dan in the Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino at AAC Bellino. And shout out to our man Josh, Salty Dog, working the board in the Glass City, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, Grand Rapids, over to the Motor City. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day. Now let's get into what happened in the great state of Georgia, the Georgia Peaches. Yesterday, college athletes in Georgia are officially and now allowed to collect endorsements and sponsorships. And here's the catch, right? The name, image, and likeness bill, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed that new bill regulating athletes' name, image, and likeness rights. And Kemp held the signing ceremony at the University of Georgia with a bulldog in the backdrop and the athletic department's recruiting lounge. And, oh, man, it's going to be great, right? All of it's going to be great. But there's a catch here. Name, image, and likeness is going to be something that is going to be talked about for quite some time, as everybody wants everything. And I saw a college athlete the other day on my Instagram feed talk about, you know, working 40 hours a week, talking about we get a free education. Like, it's not free. Okay, well, all right, so you work 40 hours a week to not have to pay for college, but it's not so much that you don't have to pay for college, it's college debt you don't have to worry about. It's the stipend checks on top of it. It's the meals, nonstop. Do you know what Ohio State spends a day for their football team to eat? To eat? How about an $8,000 lunch bill? Lunch. Buffalo Wild Wings, burgers, wings, skins, all of it. That's what they spend on lunch. Oh, and after B-dubs, you get Qdoba to go. Huh, that's interesting. Like, people on the outside that don't actually know, like, yes, I know, we're not putting in the hours, right? We're not in the film room. You know, we're not on the court, we're not doing the sprints, but we're also not getting all of the perks of it either. It's leaving college debt-free is the most important part about all of this. If you don't obviously go to the league, which, you know, with the 12,000 kids in the transfer portal right now, everybody's going to the league. We've talked about this at length with Kyle Barlow because he's someone actually involved in the sport who supports college athletes being able to benefit off of themselves. Right, if I'm a college student and I have a YouTube channel because I'm the COD God, the master of destruction in Warzone, and I wanted YouTube or Twitch or whatever my streaming video game play so that others can learn what it's like to be the MVP and hear the chants at the free throw line. I get it. I understand. If I'm a regular college student, I can do that. But if I'm an athlete, I can't because it currently violates the NCAA guidelines as to amateur athletics. You're not getting paid to play. You're getting paid for something that you do, right? So if you get a sponsorship through Bang Energy because you're sitting there playing Warzone all night, or Muscle Milk wants to hop on and Muscle Milk wants to make sure that you get your protein in while you're hitting your, you know, you're up in your kill death ratio, you couldn't do that as a college athlete. Now you will be able to. But there's a provision here in this Georgia bill. When a student is not engaged in official activities of the intercollegiate athletic program, provided, however, that such contract may provide for a pooling arrangement, as provided for in subject B of this paragraph, team contracts may provide a pooling arrangement whereby student athletes who receive compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness pursuant to this article agree to contribute a portion of the compensation they receive pursuant to such contract to a fund for the benefit of individuals previously enrolled as student athletes in the same post-secondary educational institution as such student athlete, provided that such pooling arrangements meet the following conditions. Whole lot of jargon BS here. Student athletes shall students athletes shall not be required to contribute an amount equal or more than 75% of the compensation received for the use of their name, image, and likeness pursuant to this article. Each post-secondary educational institution shall establish only for the purposes of this paragraph, an escrow account in any bank or lending institution subject to regulation by this state only. All contributions from student athletes who receive compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness pursuant to this article shall be deposited in such account by the athletic director of the post-secondary educational institution of his or her designation. Now, by the way, if you hate listening to this, I hate reading this. Upon graduation or withdrawal, for at least 12 months from the post-secondary educational institution, individuals who were student athletes prior to such graduation or withdrawal shall be eligible to receive a prorated share of the pooled contributions based on the number of months the individual was a student athlete, and the post-secondary educational institution shall provide for the implementation of the provisions of this paragraph in a manner that does not discriminate against or treat differently individuals based upon race, gender, or other personal status protected by federal or state law. What exactly does that mean? How exactly could you tell me that, let's say, if the University of Georgia decided to implement this provision and take 70% of each athlete's endorsements to redistribute, a player like JT Daniels would only make $30,000 on a $100,000 endorsement agreement? How would they actually distribute the money here? The provision in the bill is restrictive and gives schools the right to have all this control over the money. But a school like Georgia or Georgia Tech is exercising its right to take a cut of the endorsement money will immediately blow their recruiting out. Like, no one's going to want to go there. But the idea that you could take the players' money that they earned and redistribute it to other athletes is absolutely preposterous, because last time I checked, Georgia is a heavily Republican state. And what you're doing is you are asking the person who's making the money, you are redistributing their wealth. That doesn't make any sense. We don't do that with Elon Musk. We don't tell the Amazon. We don't tell, what the hell is that guy's name? Who?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, we don't tell him that, hey, I know you're making $800 million a second, but we have to give all that money to all the other business owners. We don't. Why would we do that to the college athlete?
And I believe you said 70%, but I believe it's actually 74.99%.
Yeah, it cannot be equal or more than 75%. So in the example, it was just to say, okay, what if JT Daniels makes $100,000 and they take 70%? It's just to make the numbers easy.
And the fact, too, that these college athletes don't have access to this money until a year after they have left this school.
Which I don't hate that. And I think that long-term looking out for the best interest of the student athlete, protecting them from themselves, is so vitally important.
But
not so much themselves.
But again, why is it their job to do that for them? What right do they have to say, hey, you signed this deal for you, but we're going to take control of it. You can't have it. We're actually going to take 3/4 of it, give it to someone else.
I'll give you a real world example, right? Now, I know that sounds crazy, but there was a time in my life where I would deposit money into an account that I couldn't do anything with unless I had my mother's signature on it. Actually, still
right, no,
that,
like,
that same
I don't,
account still exists.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but I just think why do they have the right to just start out by saying that? Why can't the athlete enroll into the program like that themselves? Say, yes, I will have this money. I don't want to touch it till I leave.
I see what you're saying, but because my mother said, this is like, this is your account, right? And you can't withdraw anything unless you have my signature on it. Like, you can't touch this. Because that provision was put in place and mandated by my mother, I started out ahead by saving and saving and saving. Like, this is
because your mother, not the governor.
I have a good mom. Not everybody's that forward. Like, I have a mother that's financially savvy, and not everybody has that. And I know the benefit of it by living through that firsthand of what that can do to get you that head start.
Oh no, like,
right?
I've had my own. Like, I have
an institution is going to take that role and say, hey, literally, like, you give us the money, we'll hold it for you in an account that can earn interest, but we're not going to allow, because remember, not everybody comes up in a great situation to where if you have all this endorsement money coming in, you're not just handing it out because somebody else didn't do what they were supposed to do when they had the opportunity. Somebody didn't work out hard enough in high school. Somebody wasn't blessed with some God-given talent, but at the end of the day, it really comes down to being able to work hard too, and didn't get that scholarship. So now you got to pay for that person because why? Because you knew them when? Because they're related how? Like, no, absolutely not. People got to stop doing that. You got to remove yourself from that situation. Do not feel bad for those other people. They had their chance. This is your life. This is your money. And as an institution, we will take the responsibility away from you by saying you can't touch it. So blame us.
That's fine, but I just don't see how the institution should have that right to just say that from the start. Not say like, hey, we have this option for you. You can talk to your parents, your mother. I, University of Georgia, I'm not your mother. Like,
true.
I'm not your father. I'm not your guardian.
I hear that. But if the mom and dad...
But then it's
don't
up
have
to
the best
kid.
Interest of the kid. They don't. Like, there are situations where mom and dad have only the interest of themselves. You see parents suing their kids who are professional athletes. Like, how does that happen? How does that happen?
Well, those are just...
They're odd
who
cases.
Was the, who was the hockey
minority.
Player that...
Jim Johnson.
Yeah, like his parents bankrupted him or whatever, basically.
Yeah.
Right. And you remove them from the situation and saying, yeah, I am your parent now. If you want to come to school here, if you want the scholarship, you want to earn money off of the brand that is that giant G on the side of our helmet because our brand puts your skills on national television regularly, we'll control that for you and you don't have to have that situation.
I think it is a
great idea. For them to automatically enroll them in it, I think, is taking away their free choice on a market that they're in.
Especially, like, think of it in a basketball player sense. Like, you know, in a year, mm-hmm. The Amani Bates situation. You know, if Amani Bates knew he was going to go to MSU and make as much money as he would in the G League or playing overseas for a year or two, then he might do it. But if they're saying, hey, we're going to take your money and Amani Bates' family is clearly doing pretty well if they can basically just start a school out of thin air. But there's people that would choose to go to college because they know they can make money and help their family at the same time. But if they're not allowed to do that because the school says, oh, we're keeping the money until you're gone, then they will say, well, I'll just go play overseas then.
Right, and I don't mind even you say, hey, before you even enroll this program, you're going to sit through this financial class where we'll explain all the benefits of you signing into this. And at the end, we've laid out all the benefits of it, and it's your choice.
They go through the class, they get on the phone, the class didn't matter.
Then that's their fault.
Yeah, and I know. And I want to be able to...
I'm sorry. I thought this is America. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you can't drink until you're 21.
Okay. I don't know what this has
to do. Well, my point is that we put laws in place to protect young people from themselves. Right?
No, I mean, I think we put laws in place for alcohol and tobacco because it stunts your growth. It's a little different than having money when you could literally go get a job.
You could
work at Subway. He could work at Subway.
No one's stopping anybody from going to work at Subway. Like, we're not telling that, but that, you know, oh, I don't have time to do it. Okay. All I'm saying is this, and I get what you guys are saying, that you got to have the choice to be able to do so.
Again, right? This is just one state. So
one state, and we're using one wild example here, right? This hasn't even happened. This, like, yeah, Georgia signs this in place. There's no way that the University of Georgia is going to say, we're going to take 70. We haven't even got to the redistribution part. We're still stuck on the fact that they're going to put this in an account and you have to wait to withdraw on that account, which you got to put some faith and some trust into this system if it works out like this, to where you have educated people making this decision for you. We're going to put this in an account that you can't withdraw on until 12 months after graduation or whenever you leave to go pursue your professional career. It's earning interest, and we are the bad guy. We accept the responsibility of you not being able to touch this money that you earned off of your endorsements because we are going to take the blame for that. You are now personally off the hook from every leech and parasite that comes into your life to take your money because they need X, Y, and Z.
And I get, oh, I don't mind the idea of them doing this. It's more of saying you don't have the choice to do this. And the whole point of NIL was you to make the money while you were in college to mm-hmm. supplement you not being able to get a job because of your time commitment to this sport.
Correct. Because you're going to have bills to pay, like your off campus. You know,
right. It's like, yes, you do get stipends for rent and food, but, mm-hmm. you know, even like, I don't know the rent situation in Athens, Georgia.
I'm sure they're eating good. If Ohio State's spending $8,000 on
right.
lunch.
No, I'm sure they're fine. But, again, it's their ability to make money when they want and how much they can.
Now let's get to the redistribution point.
And I think this is part of why I'm angry at that. It goes two and two. Like, the fact that also you're taking away 75% of their money and then telling with the remaining 25%. By the way, you can't even touch that remaining 25%.
You are going to have athletes, and I say this all the time about football, men's basketball being the engine that drives the athletic department. They're the ones with the TV deals. Like, it is what it is. Like, don't get your feelings hurt about it. It's just the fact of the matter. Like, I'm tired of hearing people talk about, you know, all kinds of chaos. We don't get this. We don't get that because this way. Go play for it. You want to go play for it. That's really how I feel. Like, and if you lose, then be done with it. And let's not have to talk, have this conversation continuously, because right now there's a power lifter that is going to be competing. I just saw from the Daily Mail in the UK going to be competing at the Tokyo Olympic Games. Why is this a women's power lifter? Why is this important? Like, it's just powerlifting for women. Like, what's the difference? It's important because that person didn't start off their life as being a woman, if you know what I'm saying. So therefore, you got, like, you already have the advantage. Right. If there are physical advantages here at stake and that are in play, there are going to be plenty of players that have the opportunity to earn money. Right. I'm sure there's going to be a swimmer or two out there. There's going to be some volleyball players out there, some basketball players, tons of men's basketball players, football players, obviously, you know, but there are going to be, no, I'm sure there's going to be some golfers. Right, that are going to have the opportunity to make some money. But you can't, like, how in the world are you going to take the player's money? If you're going to take somebody from the football team and give it to somebody off of the lacrosse team, for what? There's no value there. That lacrosse team's an expense. That's what that, where's the value of having a lacrosse team or a rowing team? Nobody's watching the NCAA rowing championships. It's ridiculous. Back with more X's and Bros. Hour 3 coming up next. We're all fired up here on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Sloppy play cost the Tigers a chance at a series win in Boston, but the Tigers' offense did finally show some signs of life. After a 17-game stretch where the Tigers averaged fewer than 2 runs a game, the Tigers scored 22 runs on 35 hits in Boston, and it was the way they did it that gives hope things are changing for the better. In their last good offensive series in Houston, the Tigers scored almost all of their runs on home runs. In Boston, they put together rallies throughout the series, had a lot of traffic on the base paths, consistently put pressure on Red Sox pitchers. The Tigers had 45 at-bats with runners in scoring position in the 3 games, as many as they'd had in their previous 11. Harold Castro, Jacoby Jones, Robbie Grossman, Victor Reyes all had good games in the series. The key now is to carry those good at-bats into a 9-game homestand that starts tonight against the Twins.
We have that.
Five quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil are now just $31.99 after rebate. Easy Chill air conditioning recharging kits are just $29.99, and Wizard's Mist and Shine is just $10.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code FAST15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Mother's Day is coming up, and at Meijer, you can find something for all the mothers in your life, like Mother's Day roses with vase, just $26.99. Dove Promises chocolates are 2 for $8. And Meyer Bakery muffin 4-packs are buy one, get one free. Plus, this Thursday through Sunday, get free Meyer home delivery with a purchase of $100 or more. Celebrate all moms with great gifts at Meyer. They deserve it. And don't forget the card. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meyer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Take the wheel and let's go for a spin. Every Friday and Saturday in April at Saginaw Eagles Landing, our prize wheel is loaded with big time winning, like premium play, complimentary meals and hotel stays, and bonus entries into the grand prize drawing on April 30th for a new Ford Mustang. So get ready and let's go for a spin. Only at Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Let your fun out. Visit Saginaw-EaglesLanding.com for complete rules and details.